favors his father, or if a boy resembles his father, either in his temper or his appearance, you say the boy takes after or favors?
I don't know. I don't.
So he's just like his
image of him, or something like
image
that.
Image of him.
Yeah.
If a person, if a city person comes to the country, puts on airs, what do country people call him behind his back, especially in the old days?
Sissy, I reckon. I don't know what to call
it. And if a country person goes to town, what do the country people call him behind his back?
Countryman, I guess. I don't know what else.
Did you ever hear this word, country hoosier or hoosier?
Hoosier? I don't. That's not very, wasn't very, that wasn't very popular. I've heard that.
And how did you used to, when you were a boy, refer to Negroes?
Niggers, call them niggers. Niggers.
And
call them that, yeah, a lot of them.
If you were very mad at them, what would you call them then? You got mad, trifling, no account?
I'd rather not say.
You just didn't say. And what are they, if a colored man gets mad at a white man, what does he call him behind his back? Do you have any idea?
No, I don't want that.
Is the word cracker an insult?
No, I don't think so.
Not an insult. And
Georgia cracker, we're proud of that old word name, Georgia cracker.
Just like an Indiana Hoosier,
yeah.
Georgia cracker. Suppose somebody had a fishing rod he liked, and his little boy was playing with it, and he broke it, and the man got had a fit. You'd say, well, that man sure got awfully, riled up or mad or what?
Hot, I reckon, something. I don't know just what you would term that.
Mm-hmm. And if you've been working hard all day, by nighttime you might say, I'm really
hot as the devil.
And if somebody becomes ill all of a sudden, you say, all of a sudden he took sick or he got sick.
Sick. I just say he got sick.
Got sick. And if you eat something that doesn't agree with you, what do you say?
I bellyache.
Your bellyache, or I'm sick. Sick on my stomach.
Sick in my stomach.
Sick in my stomach.